The Southwestern Ontario Women's Hockey League has announced that its newest addition to the league will be a team launching right here in the Six Nations community. The league's newest team, the Six Nations Stars, will join the Senior C ranks and be bringing some action-packed hockey to the community this upcoming season. So here to talk to me about the team's inaugural season are two of its founding members, Lauren Martin and Kristen Smith. And thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here.
And Lauren, we'll start with you. Can you tell us how the creation of the team all came about and how everything came together in creating the Stars?
Yeah. So basically, over the last couple of years, Kristen and I, we've played in different sports together. We've had ball hockey teams. We've noticed that there is a strong lack of hockey teams, women's hockey teams. So us two are part of the founding creation of the team, along with my husband, Brad Martin. We are forming this team to help grow and strengthen women's hockey within our community. Many layers from Six Nations and surrounding areas age out of the minor hockey with limited opportunities to continue playing the game they love. And by creating a women's senior team, we aim to provide a space for continued participation, development, and connection through sport.
And talking about how players come and go and age throughout the minor hockey system, why was it important for you guys to create this team for the community and local players? And I guess what's the excitement level to be joining the league this year?
So just like Lauren mentioned, over time, we definitely noticed that there is a lack of senior women's hockey. And when we researched, there was actually an Oswegan team back in 1982. So we didn't know about that, but that was the last senior C women's hockey that was on the reserve. So knowing this, we wanted to kind of put in our own team, and the league that we're in is the closest, still traveling, but the closest team in Six Nations. So within this league, it does mean that we are able to travel to just local towns. As far as I would say Woodstock, Embro region, all the while we're totally able to bring all those fans back to the Six Nations Reserve and just promote our culture through hockey and within the league.
And Kristen, with tryouts happening later this month and all the work you guys are doing on social media, what kind of response have you seen so far within the community and players interested in the team, whether they're just looking for a chance to play or looking to come out and just watch some hockey?
Oh, for sure. We've gotten a really good positive response from numerous ladies. It's been from the community, from different communities, and from off community. So everyone's super excited. I think it's long overdue. The general vibe, I would say, is everyone's excited to come watch, make the team, support the team. We've been getting just a lot of positive feedback.
And I know it might be hard to say at this point, but how represented will Six Nations be in this team in terms of community and all the local talented players around here? I guess how exciting is it to have that potential of showcasing all the hockey talent from the community?
So from amongst our community, there's actually so much talent. There's so many women that have played minors off reserve because there's never been a ladies league or minors like a girl league. Yep. In Six Nations. So there's definitely the talent here. That's I don't think that's the issue. It's just trying to get a team together and making it such a positive experience to get a team together. That's been, I think, what has been lacking within the community. So everyone's excited for this opportunity. Representing our community in this hockey league is something that we're super proud that we can do. We're not just going to be another hockey team amongst different communities. We really want to kind of involve the community, bring a little bit of the cultural aspect to it. So this team is open for everyone to try out. We are definitely going to make sure we have representation of our local talent on the team as much as we can.
And Lauren, obviously, this is a great opportunity for all hockey playing women in the community. But for players who maybe thought their competitive days were over, what does this team offer them?
This league is competitive and fun. So joining the senior C team will definitely be a perfect opportunity for ladies to dust off their equipment and come back out. Our team plans on being inclusive, positive, and goal oriented.
And I did want both of your opinions on this next question, but with women's sport continuing to grow, what can the youth in the community take away from coming out and experiencing and enjoying the game of hockey?
I'll go first. So I would say personally, I've been in the minor system here. I played from 4 years old to 18, so I did age out, and I played with the boys. So for me, there has never been an opportunity for young ladies or even women to represent Six Nations. So for me, and I know just for the younger population of ladies, it's super exciting to be able to bring this to our community. I wasn't born in 1982, so I wasn't here for the last time there was women. So I'm just excited, I think, in the growth of what we can do to bring at least ladies, like senior women, back to Six Nations.
Yeah. So just talking about, like, we're excited for families, youth, and elders coming out to watch and support our team. I think our takeaway for young ladies within the community is to see we can compete within the league, to see our strength and overall positive atmosphere. Again, kind of like Kristen, growing up, girls hockey for me, like, yeah, wasn't a thing, playing on the boys team. So definitely excited to see where it goes from here. Possibly maybe down the road, there'd be a minor team for Six Nations. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. We're just taking it one step at a time at the moment. But yeah, definitely excited to bring this and see how it grows.
And then getting into the league that you guys are joining. For those unfamiliar, what kind of, I guess, talent level does it feature? How intense is the competition for fans to expect?
So being in the league previously and under a Brantford team, I would say the competitiveness, it does vary with the teams, because there is different ages, skill levels that each team brings. But it's definitely fun. It's definitely competitive. Honestly, our team, what we're trying to bring to this is just inclusivity, positivity, and really including our culture within our team.
And is there any plans for any special events within the season to hopefully bring out more crowds?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we are planning on some fundraising initiatives to happen in September and for the rest of the season. We do want to make sure our community roots are strong. We also are planning a ceremonial puck drop off for our first game. Hopefully we're kind of in the works. We want to try to find someone or some ladies from that original 1982 team. We got to reach out social media and put the word out there, because yep, that would be pretty cool to have.
Once we get our team in September, so we are doing our tryouts late August. We're hoping to have our team in September, and we are just going to be doing full swing fundraising, getting our team out. Our roster will be developed then, so then family members are able to kind of reach out or support or just get the overall.
Probably be at the fair.
Yeah. just try to get the overall, like, team out and introduce everyone.
And talking about gaining that community support, how can local fans and businesses support the team?
We definitely want everyone to come out. We really encourage everyone to be coming to our games. Our games are going to be Fridays. It's at GPA, but it's the
Six Nations Sports and Cultural Memorial Center, yeah, I believe.
That one. So for us, for support, we're definitely going to be just out in the community getting some sponsorship letters out. We do plan to host fundraisers and just other team activities to kind of offset the seasonal costs. But for us, our community definitely means a great deal in ensuring the success of our team.
And just before we get you guys out of here, when does the season and first game all get underway, and where can people watch and keep up with the team throughout the year?
So the league starts the end of October, and our, like I said, our designated home games are going to be Fridays in Oswegan. We will be having our away games over the weekend.
Currently, we have two social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook. It's under Six Nations Stars. This is where game times, updates, and communications will be posted. We are looking for any local media help, video and games, creating social media content. We know it's important to have a social media presence and get the word out about our team.
And then just lastly, if I can get both of you guys to answer, but you talked about how there's you're making this team to be more inclusive, and that's the focus this year. But I was just wondering if you guys had any predictions on how the team may fare throughout the first season.
So having been in the league, so we actually are in a tier four. And because we're new to this league, the tiering is just basically a starting yep, point. So in that tier, there's, I want to say, five or six teams. And I know from experience, if we can get the right talent out, if we can get the right coaching out, and if we're able to do practices, I think we have a really decent shot of at least making it to the provincials, which is the Ontario Women's Hockey Association. And I think we have a fair chance at winning, just because I'm really confident in the community support, and through the community support is what's going to encourage our players. So with us having more community involvement and kind of fueling our players that we are representing our community, it's not just a hockey game, I think that's going to be the competitive edge that we have.
And Kristen, at this point in time, where are you guys at in terms of tryouts and getting the team ready for the upcoming season?
So right now we are looking to have a head coach and assistant coaches, some different staff to help with the team. Our tryouts are August 26th, 28th, and 30th, and those will all be at the Gretzky Center. So we are hoping to get as many ladies out as possible to come and try out, as well as getting any applications for our coaching, and hopefully we can have all that done by September and kind of get a full swing on our season.
And any requirements for trying out for the team or anything like that?
Just over 18. If you are currently registered with a team, you do have to get a
permission to try out.
Yeah, permission to try out form. It honestly takes like 30 seconds online, and then you usually get an answer within a couple of days. And that doesn't release you from your current team. It just allows you to try out for another team.
All right, Lauren and Kristen, thank you very much for doing this, and best of luck with the upcoming season and tryouts getting underway at the end of the month. So we'll be keeping up with how the team's doing throughout the year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.